The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
I have a hangover topic before we even start.
What?
Are you ready?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hit me. You found your bell? How about that, folks?
Welcome.
How about that? Welcome to
you.
Can sip with us. I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen. And yeah, the bell's back.
The bell's back, baby. You know, it's not back. It's a function of my upper lip. As I'm talking to you, I'm having trouble. If you want to know more about it, it's on Patreon.
Go to Patreon.
I like the sound of that. patreon.com/youcansitwithus.com. Is that how you do it?
What are you drinking? And how long have you been drinking? How many drinks are in you currently?
Four. I think this is my four.
Whoa.
I have three in me. I mean, my mouth is numb. My eyes are heavy. I'm locked and loaded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here she is, folks.
Here she is, and I'm running on fumes because that's what happens at these events. You know, I'm in another city. Yeah. I'm at a conference. You're going bang, bang, bang from event to event. You can't go to bed early even if you want to.
No.
You wake up early even though you don't want to, and, you know, and then you drink in between. So that's where I'm at. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an IPA from Crux.
Holy smokes.
From Bend, Oregon.
Holy.
Yeah, Ben's been in my life a lot today because you remember our videographers from our wedding? Chris and I got married in Bend, Oregon, and we had the best videographers of all time. Hi, Monica and Brendan.
Yeah.
And they are doing this project where they're doing like a documentary style, like behind the scenes of their wedding videos and then like what happened on the wedding day and then an update with the current couple.
Oh, because they have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so we caught up with them a couple days ago or something, and they texted me today, like, what they had put together, and I watched that. It's like a half hour long. I watched that and bawled like a baby.
Yeah. And so why you're saying Bend is you got married in Bend.
Yeah, I got married
you're
in
like,
Bend.
And Bend's this is been from in your life.
Bend, yeah, and it just feels like a day of Bend. But what's funny is there's a whole section there. You get to hear Chris's version, that I talked about here.
The card that I never wrote that he did
on our wedding day that was so sweet that I totally forgot after hassling him to write. Mm-hmm. His side of it is featured in this update. So I'll share it on our stories
for anyone
who wants to see Chris's side.
How long is it?
It's a half hour situation, but I'll give the timestamp of when Chris comes on to share how it felt to give and not receive
on
his wedding day of all days. What are you drinking?
I am drinking tequila, soda water, and a splash of Powell and Mahoney jalapeno margarita mix.
Is that the fourth of that?
Sort of. We went out to eat and I had two tequila sodas with lime.
Okay.
The only difference is when I make them at home, I have Powell and Mahoney.
Yeah.
And when I say home, I'm at this shithole of a hotel.
And is it not good for real?
No, it's Embassy Suites, but it is like not good.
Oh.
I mean, Embassy Suites isn't like great, but when I was little, I thought it was, you know, the equivalent of like the Four Seasons or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very old. And they also have, there's like no features, nothing special. And they have no food, no room service, no food at all.
You think that's a staffing
issue? But they're in a good location, huh?
Like, do they normally have that, and or is it just like a basic?
Well, they have a whole kitchen.
Yeah, I wonder if it's staffing.
COVID. Yeah, I was thinking maybe. Yeah, staffing slash COVID.
Are they cleaning rooms?
No.
Last couple times that we were at hotels, is no cleaning. You know, no people. So no people. The world is still short staffed everywhere, it seems like.
Yes. Yes.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So I'm here at my home base of, you know, shit.
I have. This is going to be great. I can tell this episode. We're good. Just taking off here, folks. We're buckle in.
Get your seatbelt strapped, folks. Arms and legs. Do what you do with those.
What do you do? A straight jacket. Get your straight jackets on.
You forgot to tell me what order the ads are.
Okay, well, we'll just see what one you think it is. I gotta
pull up the first one.
Why don't we do this thing where we go into an ad and you do a blind
ad style.
Russian roulette. That's what we're going to do. Before we go into the ad, I want you to transition into what you think it is and then I'll steer.
And do cleanup.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I know.
How am I even supposed to know?
I can't. Well,
I'm
going to
just do it in the order you sent it, even though I don't think that this is the correct order because Rothy's you sent first, but Rothy's is usually our last one. Well,
switch it up if that's what you think.
I think I got a better idea. Wait, don't tell me. I got a better idea. I've figured it out.
What?
I've got it.
You're going into audio boom. No, you're not. No, this is more fun. I want you
I don't even have access to Audio Boom. I don't know how to access any of our back end information.
That's perfect. That's exactly where I want you.
That's exactly where I want you.
Yeah. Not I don't know involved.
Yeah. I don't know anything. I don't know how to do anything. No, now I'm trying to find. So anyway, what's next?
That's the game. Do you have any hangover topics?
Did I delete something? No.
I got a couple.
Okay.
Did we know? Okay. On Patreon, we talked about Chloe and Tristan, the whole thing there. He's the father of someone else with another woman of a
big.
Yep. And then we just found out Chloe and Tristan were expecting a surrogate. Did we know the timeline on when we were
for
Patreon? Okay. So we knew that couldn't remember.
In November, she found out in December. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Found out about the extramarital baby. Well, you know, it's not extramarital.
Did we know the gender of their surrogate's baby?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Do we
know? Okay. Also on Friday,
this just in,
we started a new segment called Unsolved Mysteries. And I was on Twitter the other day and there was right after we recorded, so yesterday, and there was a headline that said, "The gender of Chloe's baby revealed." And I clicked on that link and I scrolled. And I didn't see anything right away. So then I went on to do something else. It's an unsolved mystery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, unsolved mystery.
We got to find it out. Apparently, it's known.
Again, this is it? That's what you're saying?
Yesterday.
So she tells this story.
Mm-hmm.
And it has kind of a beginning, for sure a middle, no end. No end. And I was like waiting for the end. But I was enthralled in your story. And after I finished recording, went over to talk to Shannon and I said, yeah, Cole told me this story. And she's like, she is the best at telling stories. And I said, that's exactly what I said. She told the worst story of all time. And it was still the best I've ever heard.
So this is another hangover topic. The story is that we were hanging out with friends. We ordered crumble cookies. And I go way more into depth on this over on Patreon. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
But we ordered cookies and we wait for the cookies. No cookies. Crumble no cookies. Says
you go search
your cookies,
for the cookies
have been
still
delivered. We're searching neighbors' houses. Chris and I left. It was dark. You know, this is an unsolved mystery.
Scary.
Our friend, we're talking about it. What happened to the cookies?
You almost
died. Can we get a hold of customer service? Our friend who's the homeowner was out, you know.
Knocking door to door, blasting doors down.
And we don't have any resolution. And so people are emailing today, you know, because it's Friday and they're listening. They're like, is there any update? So we were over at my friend Annie's house. And Annie always, we text a lot, we call a lot. Ever since I told that story, I haven't heard from her. And I'm thinking, here's another unsolved mystery. Did she disappear with the keys? Is my friend Annie okay? Is she okay?
Annie, are you okay? Okay.
So I think we
are okay, Annie?
I think we can get a 2-for-1 here. Let's call her right now.
See if she picks up.
See if she picks up. Make sure she's okay.
Do we think she's got an answer with the cookie? Okay, Annie.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Come on, Annie.
Come on, Annie. Did you tell her you were going to do this?
I'm going to text her 911.
Wait, did you tell her you were going to do this?
No. 911.
Can you imagine? Wait, so you texted her as you're calling her 911? With 3 red flashing.
Call me back.
She's there.
No, she was her voicemail.
Oh, okay.
ASAP.
Call me back ASAP.
Okay, we'll see if we get
it. All I heard was hi, and then you hung up. So I was like, what?
We'll see if we catch a fish here.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Okay, imagine she's taking a nap.
Yeah.
She wakes up to this. Yeah. She thinks death is at her doorstep.
She's going to be pissed.
And it's just, hey, just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Hey, you're being recorded.
Hey. Well, no, like if she calls later and she misses the podcasting window and it's like there's not even anything.
If she misses the podcasting window, our friendship's over. Because at that point, it will have been a 911 text for over an hour.
Yeah. Is she normally quick to respond?
Yes.
All right, Annie. Don't let us down now.
All right.
She listens to every episode, so she'll hear this, even if she, you know.
And you know what? And if, like I said, if she doesn't call me back in the next hour, I'm never talking to her again. At least she'll have closure listening to this. She'll know why. She can move on with her life.
Right, right, right. So because like it's like how you haven't heard from her in the last couple of days. So you have no closure. At least she's got this closure. She'll have this.
Yes.
To count on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that sounds sane. Sweet. So that was your hangover. That was your big hangover topic.
Oh, another one.
You got another one?
On Patreon, we were talking about EGOT winners. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Uh-huh. Audrey Hepburn's an EGOT winner. We're like, how the hell did she win a Grammy? Because it was in a movie.
Right, because she's an actress.
Someone commented on Patreon because they're cool. They know things.
They know shit over there.
And you can win a Grammy for doing like a voice for like a thing for a movie. Like
that doesn't answer any questions.
Like I'm an animated film voice person.
Oh,
like
just
I'm
talking?
Gonna be Simba or something. Yeah.
Oh,
someone commented. I think is
what is that called? What's that award? You know what I mean?
There was a comment all about it, and I can't quite remember all the
details.
Well,
I was just on there reading it. Okay. TIL. What does that mean? TIL that the Grammys include awards. What is TIL?
I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be FYI.
Till.
Okay. That feels like the right vibe.
Or like for what it's worth or for your information.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? Did you just say FYI?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Maybe it's like a FYI.
And then I changed it to for your information as if that sounds better. Tell you what, that tequila man, she says, till that the Grammys include awards for spoken word performances for children. That's how Audrey Hepburn won her Grammy as the voice actress for one of those. That still doesn't answer my question.
Well, unsolved mystery.
That's an unsolved mystery.
Hey,
oh
Ash,
my God. What?
Take us to an ad. You got this.
You know what's not an unsolved mystery?
What?
Where to find your next best tasting easiest meal.
Wrong.
You're just waiting.
Okay, listen. You know what summer means for me, Ash? Showing off my skin. I'm showing it off right now. I got this pink little tank top. I like to show as much skin as possible, whether it's at the pool, the beach, or or patio brunch. Okay. But this is actually, okay, this is a new partner of ours.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked on it because I've been into body oils lately because when I was pregnant, I was using a lot of oils on the tummy.
Yes.
Osea is a skincare that helps nourish, soften, and smooth your skin to keep you glowing from head to toe. And I'm obsessed with their body oil. It smells so freaking good. It is so good. It's become my new post-shower lather me up in that stuff, but it smells delicious and then it actually absorbs. Like, you know, some body oils you put on oily. And it's like, come on. But this one, like, actually, I feel it just really like getting into my body good. I used their body scrub in the, I almost said in the fridge last night, in the shower last night. Ooh, baby, put a little bit of that stuff on, rinse it off. You feel as smooth as a baby. And then I've also been really into their, we've talked about this, their hyaluronic acid, serum. No, it's like a,
they sent us different things then.
They did?
Yeah. Cause I got a face wash, a scrub and a body oil. I didn't get a serum.
Oh,
but anyway. I love the oil. The oil is super moisturizing. You're right. It smells good. The face wash I love because I also love, I was reading over the talking points here and they don't say this in here, but I like that they use glass bottles.
Yeah.
Right. So it's better for the environment. It's also better for your products. Like if there's any company that uses glass bottles, when it's like a product that you're going to consume or put on your body, it is like they care about quality, right? It is, safe, responsibly sourced, vegan, cruelty-free, and powered by the sea. That is what you're going to get from Osea.
Find your new skincare and body care favorites at oseamalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code SIP. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want to
get it all. Listen, what Call got, what I got, we love it.
I love it. Go to oseamalibu.com, promo code SIP. True story. I've been using this stuff every night. And you know when you're like, oh my God, I'm already sad that I don't want this to go away.
We need more.
It turns out I can just buy it and use our code. That's like my favorite thing. So it doesn't have to be gone. I can buy more. And I will be buying this forever.
They got your face covered, your body covered. It's all covered.
Really good. Okay.
Next up.
Good to have the bell back.
That bell, man. You needed the bell.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Flash faves.
We're doing flash faves. Yeah, that's right.
Flash faves. Couple of yours. Couple of mine.
Yeah.
Let's just go one, like I go, you go, I go, you go.
Yeah, kind of thing.
This is less of a fave as much as it is a review.
Okay.
So because one of my favorite things is the cold brews at Starbucks.
Yeah,
you know, the foamy ones.
Right. Vanilla, cream, cold foam, cold brew, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know every year the pumpkin one comes out and I lose my shit. Because that's the best drink of all time, in my opinion.
It's so good. The pumpkin cream, cold foam.
There's no beating it. That's a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the gram the other day and they're always showing me things I don't really need. But of course, then I need it. It's like crazed. Crazy over there.
Yeah.
So I go to the Discover page. I go to the Discover page on Instagram, which is the worst. That's the last place you should go is the Discover page on Instagram, because it's going to show you in one spot 20 things that you don't need to waste your time on. So it shows me coffee. Or it shows me coffee on my Discover page. Actually, go to your Discover page right now. What is it?
Well, mine's all like fingernails and Kardashians, I think.
Mine is, here's a coffee, an eating thing, a diabetes thing, an organization thing, toddler thing, a drinking thing, and a funny meme, and a llama.
I have a llama. I have fashion. I got like rings, shoes, lots of nails and manicures. Celebrity things. I'm going to save this one. This is a cute little manicure. That's why I do it. That's why I've got all the manicures.
Yeah.
But I don't have what you have.
Okay. So I go on and it serves me up an image of a Starbucks cold brew with the foam on top. And it says the new chocolate cream foam cold brew, 10 out of 10 is what it said. Whoa, you have nails on fire on yours. Wow.
It's Katniss Everdeen.
So I'm thinking, I got to try this immediately.
Yeah.
Chocolate cream cold brew. So I go today, I'm like, I got to try this out for the pod.
Yeah.
So I get the chocolate cream cold brew. I'm expecting a 10. I take a sip. It's not.
It's
Don't
not
waste
10.
Your time. There's well, something
that's good
funky.
For us to know.
Because when you think chocolate cream, you think I'm about to drink like chocolate milk coffee.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But it's not good.
It's not bad, but it's not good. And if it's in the middle, it's not worth your money or the calories or the anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I give it a 6.5 out of 10. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, but not like you're not going to get it again. You're not writing home about it.
No.
In fact, you're telling us not to do it, not to worry about it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right. So the best thing that I've read, I think, recently is because you guys know I'm a reading fool. This new series I just finished, it's like by Jewel E. Ann, I think is the author's name, but it's you type it into Amazon. It's called the Jack and Jill series. The premise is right when the first, it's a trilogy, three books. When it first starts, man and woman, brother, sister, they have to kill each other. They commit suicide, like, you know, whatever. There's a mom and dad murder. Then the kids are found dead by suicide. They faked their own death because they're a part of like this. Well, I don't think we know why yet. So I won't say that part, I guess. But it's like they're in like some covert operations, right? And so something happens. We don't know why they had to fake their own death, but then they have to go start their new life. So they get like this whole new identity. They go to another place. They start their new life over. And then it's, you know, kind of back and forth. So it's piecing together as you're reading the story. What happened? Why did they have to do this? Who are they? What did they learn? Right. But it's also in the romance section. So there's some romance in there. The sister got a little romance in her previous life, in her current life. Brother, same thing. So it's three books. I freaking sped read through them all and highly readable, highly bingeable. And then there's a fourth one that is a spinoff. So it's not part of the trilogy.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of some of the character, a couple of the characters in there, and finished that one, read it in lightning speed. Very good.
Oh, love it.
So that's the just put in Jack and Jill series by Jewel E. Ann. You'll find it. I don't know what the names of the books are.
Here's a favorite experience. Chris and I went on our first date night since Ellie.
That's and right.
Yes. We had someone come over, Chris's mom, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie, for coming over.
Yes.
She was gracious enough to spend the evening with Ellie. And then Ben was at my mom's house. So Chris and I took off and we went to dinner and then we went to a comedy show. And it was a great night. But the comedian that I saw, I had never heard of him or like listen to anything even in past. I had no idea, right? Chris has heard things from this guy and he's like, I hope you like him because he's like, he's kind of a big deal, but he's super dry humor, like bone dry. I was like, well, I like him already. Tom Segura,
I've heard the name.
You would love him.
Oh my God, I'm Googling him right now.
He was a riot.
I need to go.
He was an absolute riot.
Oh my God, I gotta go.
His wife is a comedian too. Christina Pazdik.
It says his tour is called I'm Coming Everywhere.
Yeah, that's the kind of humor that it is. Everywhere. I was in a fit the entire night. It was.
You died?
I died. Oh it was. God. He was okay, so funny. And his wife has a Netflix special. We watched that last night. I just couldn't get into it. She's like a big time. She's a big deal though, too. But they like rib each other a lot, like super brutal towards each other. They're both parents. So there's a lot of parenting, funny things as well. He's a pothead, but like, I mean, he is just, it was, anyway, Tom Segura, but you have to be okay with humor that like kind of sometimes makes you uncomfortable.
You have to. Anyway, anytime you go see a comedian, that's true. You got to be open, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there was one, God, it was awful. It was an awful
like
joke. It went all the way. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was kind of silent. It was like, should we laugh at that? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, gotta try it somewhere.
And it was like, didn't work. I guess not.
And then I was like, whoa, you know, it was wild.
So he didn't get enough laughs. And then people laughed at Gotta Try It Somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
of course. Of course. Then they
But that's open. The joke, I mean, that I remember. I hate to say it. I was like, wow. Anyway, Tom Segura, check him out. Oh, my God.
He's not coming. He's going everywhere in the gosh darn world. He's not coming to frickin' Phoenix. I'm gonna have to see him in Vegas.
He was at Alinea, which is a casino north of Portland that's actually in Washington.
I mean, he's going to New Zealand.
He opens the show and he goes, it's great to be here on the outskirts of Portland. Not quite how they pitched it to me.
Yeah. Oh, did yeah. The so outskirts good. Of Portland. Yeah. So a lot of his tour places are sold out. So guys, check it out if you want to see him. Like, there's a few in Denver's sold out. He does have one. So get on here, check it out. I think John and I are going to have to go to Vegas, or we're going to have to go to California because he's not coming to the old AZ.
That would be a situation where I would, like, if the dates and timing and everything worked out, I would plan it. I would fly to see him again.
Really? He's so good.
I thought so.
Okay. Well, that's
he also has a podcast.
And so he's got some Netflix specials, looks like.
You know what? I'm going to put that on my list of things to do this weekend is watch another Tom Segura thing. Netflix special. I got to put
Tom Segura in mine.
Yeah.
Tom Segura. Okay, I'm in. Because you know me, I love dry humor. That's why I think I talked about this on last week's episode or two episodes ago. Yeah, two episodes ago when we did our summer faves. And I talked about Emily Henry, her writing. And the reason I like her book so much is because I think she has dry humor in them, which is so funny, right? Yep. Like you got to be smart to get dry humor.
Totally.
Otherwise, you're like, what?
Schmeh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I wouldn't say, so you gave us a 6.5, I think you said, out of 10 little drink on the Starbucks menu. This is going to be about a 6. This is probably, I would give this a 7, probably a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10 on watchability, but I'm still going to share it because it's entertaining enough. And it is The Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, on, I think that's Hulu also.
Okay.
So we watch, I think most people watch The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. Yes. Did you watch that? Yeah. Like, I feel like that was so well done and everybody was talking about it. And so this is kind of that, but it's Tom Brady's story. And there's 10 episodes. So I think The Last Dance was only 6 or something like that, maybe 4. So it was like a mini series. This is a full on 10. And it's basically like every single Super Bowl that season. And it's kind of a little bit too sportsy. Like, he remembers, they like talk through so many of the plays, but it is so, it made me actually really like Tom Brady. And remember, I think you guys have probably heard me say that, like, good thing he's good at football because his personality is boring as a rice cake. Like, he's such a snooze fest.
Yeah.
But now what I think happened is he is so over the media because as you watch that show, you see they just attack him and attack him and attack him. And he's like, I'm just doing what I do. And they're just like constantly finding issues and drama and problems. And there was things that like he didn't want to talk about. And so I think when I heard him, he was interviewing on a radio and they were interviewing him like a radio show and he was just super boring. But now they played some clips of him on the radio during a certain phase where he was being, I can't remember what was going, it was like his trainer. They were asking about his trainer. He's like, all right, guys, have a good day. And he ended the interview early. And that was kind of the vibe. When I remember listening, I'm like, you have no personality. But now after watching it, I think he does have personality. I actually really like him and respect him like crazy. I think he's fascinating, crazy talented. Giselle's on there in one of the episodes. You get to see Gronk, which is, he's just like a total goofball. You get to see sort of the shitty side of the NFL. But I thought it was it was fascinating. And when they played those clips, I was like, oh, that must have been what I heard, where he's like, I don't really want to be doing media, but I have to do media. But media is tearing me apart right now.
He wasn't playing the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just playing football and you guys are making all this drama in my life. I don't want to deal with it, but I got to come on. So I'm guessing that's what happened when I listened to his interview. It was like, you know, I've done that too, where I show up and it's like, I don't really want to be here. So I'm not saying anything fun or exciting.
Yeah.
So anyway, I take back what I said about him. I think he actually is a very interesting human, very smart. I like Giselle. They had his whole family on the year of Deflategate. They talked about it was the same year his mom battled cancer. And he's just a phenomenon, Tom. His family all calls him Tommy. So yeah, it's called The Man in the Arena. And I would say 6.5, 7 out of 10. Worth it, you know? It's not it's not the best TV you've ever seen, but it's fascinating. And he is, like, just to get into his brain and hear his story.
Yeah.
It's cool, you know?
All right, this one's a flash. And it's only for people who live in Oregon, but we had some friends bring us a meal, which we need to still do a whole episode of, like, Maybe we incorporate it into the episode that we're doing with Trish. We are going to have Trish, breastfeeding coach. Mm-hmm. Maybe we incorporate a segment around, like, advice for new moms or something.
Yes.
But we had some friends bring us a meal, which was so nice. Thank you, Nikki and Ryan. And they brought us a meal from this place I had never tried before. It's called Honey Spicy. And it is
like
the best chicken ever. We got spicy chicken. And they also do a variety of corn dogs, which are wild and good and, like, amazing.
Mm,
I
love corn dogs.
One was like a sweet elephant ear type corn dog. The outside mm-hmm. was like sweet. Anyway, it was amazing. So if you live in Oregon, try Honey Spicy. 10 out of 10 recommend. That's my last fave.
My last one is, again, because I don't do anything but read anymore and walk on a treadmill. So this is the best thing that I heard, which is another book. It took me some time to get through, but I don't think I've talked about it yet. Daisy Jones and the Six. I know I talked about it on Instagram, but not here, right?
No.
So Daisy Jones and the Six is by the same person. She wrote The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and she wrote Malibu Rising as well as some other ones. She kind of writes historical fiction. So Daisy Jones and the Six is about a rock band back in the 60s, 70s. As you're listening, the reason I think it's best to listen to instead of read it is it's done in interview format as if it was a documentary, right? So they're interviewing all these people, all the people in the band and the producers and all of that, but they have different voices for it. So it's like a whole performance. Apparently they're also now turning it into an Amazon Prime show, I think. But it was fascinating. And as I was listening to it, it's just the people that read it make it seem so real, and it's all based on fiction, but apparently, I don't know. So I guess it was kind of based on Stevie Nicks. Apparently Daisy Jones based on Stevie Nicks, but it gets into, like, you know, the drugs and the rock and roll and the sex and all, you know, that kind of lifestyle.
Cool. Yeah.
But it hooks you. It gets you. And so that's a great one to listen to while you're out, you know, walking or driving. I did it while I was on the treadmill. So it's called Daisy Jones and the Six.
Come on, Ash. You got a 50-50 chance here.
Yeah, and this is our always favorite meals that are so they're so easy to put together. They taste so good. They come delivered directly to your door. You can choose from 55 and more than 55 weekly options featuring pre-portioned, high-quality ingredients picked at peak freshness. And we're talking, of course, about HelloFresh. They deliver fresh, quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week. So you can savor summer flavors right from there. You're going to skip the grocery store and spend more time soaking up the summer fun. HelloFresh Market is a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs with breakfast, lunches, snacks, dessert, and more. And then they're going to give you the food, all the things that you need, but then they're also going to give you your foolproof step-by-step recipes to make it a joyful cooking experience and a stress-free summer, night, whatever. Whenever you bring these one on board, it's going to make your evening so much easier. Plus, they cut back on time spent in the kitchen with meals that can be ready in just around 30 minutes or less. Like, they got these one pot wonders. You guys get them every single week.
I get them
a couple times a month.
Guess what I had for lunch?
I mean, it's a HelloFresh, but what?
I had a HelloFresh.
Yeah, of course.
And it was amazing. We had, like, a taco soup situation.
Oh.
Sour cream on top, little cheese on top, beefy beanie. Oh, it was so
beefy beanie.
Perfect. It was so perfect. But they're, like, always in our fridge. We can't go a week without HelloFresh, especially right now, taking the guesswork out of things. And it's like, I don't know why meals are stressful, but, like, the bandwidth to think about them and do them and having something dialed,
especially
is like,
kids.
Oh my God, it helps so much. So go to HelloFresh.com/SIP16 and use our code SIP16 for up to 16 free meals. and 3 free gifts.
That's HelloFresh.com/sip16
and use code SIP16
for up to 16
free meals
and three free gifts.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
That wasn't annoying.
Remember that game that people play where you start talking and the other person tries to copy.
I'm doing it to you.
No,
keep
I was doing
going.
It.
No, okay. You can't try to copy me while I'm trying to copy you because neither one of us says anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's play again. You're terrible at it.
No, I'm actually really good at it. We both are very, very good.
Okay. Time for, we haven't done hot topics.
Well, we actually have.
Chad. Whenever we do hot topics, can you please make whatever sound Ashley just made the like intro for it?
Hot topics.
Oh my God. You sounded like you were crawling trying to save your life in a desert.
It's not far off.
Freaky.
Every summit, so I'm at Beachbody's big, huge annual conference. Every year I lose my voice because here I am, the loudest of the loud. You know what I mean? And I'm like, elevated.
You're having the funnest of the fun. That's what that means.
Fun. Okay. But we do hot topics every single week just over on Patreon.
Yeah.
To be fair.
We haven't done it over here on Tuesday. They haven't come for a spin on Tuesday in a little while. But did you see?
Should I Shannon mates me another margarita?
Yeah.
I'm going to text her.
Are you out?
Bottom of the barrel, baby.
100% Shannon mates.
I'm going to Shannon mates.
Did you guys listen to that song I sent you?
No. I said, Colleen said we have to listen to this. And she said, yes.
I found a song for you guys to listen to together today.
You said you and Shannon need to drink to this.
I was driving listening to that song and I thought, I wish I was somewhere hanging out with friends drinking. And I thought, guess who is? Ashley. Ashley and Shannon need to have a good time and live vicariously through me with that song. Don't play it yet. No. I want you to hear it loud.
Stop it, Ashley.
Knock it off. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm texting Shannon. I need to Shannon mates another marg. Hopefully she's not asleep. Okay, texted her. Let's see what she says. We'll see what she says for herself.
We're still waiting on Annie, too. Maybe she's taking a nap.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot the SOS.
She's going to wake up freaked out.
Freaked out.
And if she calls after we're done podcasting, I'm not going to answer.
No. Friendship's over. Dead in the water. See you never. Yep.
See you never. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hot topics.
Did you see the big splash in the last week? One of the big splashes was photos released from NASA from a telescope.
Uh-huh.
Did you see
these? I saw on TikTok before they were released, this girl saying they were going to be released and she almost started crying because she's like, it was like something like the deepest into space we've ever seen or something like that.
Yeah. Google NASA photos just to get your bearings here.
NASA.
Is this what
you were going to talk about yesterday when we were recording?
Okay. Yeah.
NASA releases first James Webb Space Telescope image. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right.
She said coming. Okay, wait. I got to open the door for her. Hold on. Hold, please. You can see me. If Chad,
yeah, I see you.
If you want to see me, I'm on YouTube. I'm over here.
We do have episodes, all of our episodes, over on YouTube, you guys. So you can see this action happening right now. So Ashley is left. She's gone to the door.
Did you see me the whole time? Wait, I can't hear you.
Yeah, and I'm telling everyone we have these videos. If you want to watch the video version.
Yeah, you got. Did you see me?
You can go on YouTube. I saw you. I saw you galloping.
I galloped.
Okay.
Okay. So we're looking at James Webb. And what are we learning about this?
Well, that's the thing. NASA releases these images and it's a big thing. It's like all over how important these images are. And then I read these headlines that are like, this is groundbreaking. Big deal groundbreaking. And I'm like, well, why? You know,
right.
Because there's a lot of really pretty pictures of space. Like, there's
this doesn't look like anything I haven't seen before.
We live in the day of filters. I took a picture of a canyon and boosted the colors, and it looks pretty good on my wall. Like, why is this really important? Right.
Yeah.
And these are like unfiltered photos, right? Nothing will make you feel dumber than trying to understand space. So the Daily released a podcast on Friday that was like traveling to the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And they did a whole episode, which I highly recommend listening to. They did a whole episode about these photographs and what makes them so important. So,
oh, good for you.
So I listened to it and I still left feeling so dumb. I felt dumb as rocks because like, oh my God. So, okay. What I gathered from the episode is that this project has been in the works. I can't remember if they said like the 80s or 90s. Originally, it was supposed to be a $1 billion project.
Look who's coming.
Shannon.
Look who's coming. She can't hear you, but she's saying, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Say
hi. Hi. Hi, Shannon.
We got to have Shan on the pod sometime.
We need to.
Shan's a vibe. Shannon just refilled me. Yeah, she's going to leave it tight as a, yeah, you're going to look. Yeah, she's in her pajamas. She's a little slob. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Bye, Shannon.
Okay. All right.
So it's supposed to be like $1 billion. And then it was like, they kept having to go back to Congress. We need more money. We need more money. We need more money. And the proposition is we're going to go billions of miles or light years, something into space
like
to take, to answer some of the biggest questions. Like, why, how is the universe, how has it come into existence? Are we alone? Are there other planets that are places that there's like signs of life, you know?
Right.
Huge, huge, huge questions. And then like listening to the episode, I was like, oh my God, this should be a movie. And it probably will be someday because they had to do it. The circumstances like all boiled down to where they had to do everything right. They had one shot to have everything right. And this has just happened in December. And these images are the outcome of everything going right. Like there was like over close to 400, between 300 and 400 single point of errors where if one thing went wrong, this would be what do you call it? Deal breaker.
When do you listen to The Daily?
I went on a walk.
I feel like I need to make it a priority to start educating myself on things. I don't know these. Like, this is a big deal.
And I was like, I'm looking at these pictures, but I didn't feel the appreciation that I felt like I should for as much news as there was about
it. Well,
the president,
honestly,
like released the photos, astronomers or astrologers, they're crying. You know,
right, they're crying. Like, but like, I feel like I've kind of seen something that looks like this before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like if these are the images, well, I've never seen, that just looks like bacteria that's growing on something. Yeah. But this, I feel like I've seen things like this before. And so if you don't have that, I shared my screen. So Call is looking at what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Like these are not retouched. These little sparkly stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So that's crazy. And I would not appreciate it if you weren't telling me right now how big of a deal this is. You know what I mean?
So, and it should just be a movie and everyone should listen to this. But then at multiple points throughout the episode, I had to hit pause.
Listen to this.
And I was like, podcast. What? Because what they said, and this is something I've been thinking about all day. They traveled 13 billion something, this telescope.
Okay.
Or no, they shot it from a rocket and then I don't know how far it went, but the images are from 13 or billions of things away. Okay, this is how much I don't understand. So it's super duper far away.
Billions.
And they're like, because the light from wherever these photographs were taken would take 13 billion, like it would take however long to hit Earth. Okay, so you're following me? So like, wherever these images are taken, the light from those places takes however long to get here. We're actually looking back in time. That doesn't make sense to me.
Whoa. Okay.
They're like, we're looking at potentially the beginning of the universe, but I'm like, but the things are happening now. And that's where shit gets weird of like time, time theory, and so space, and things. And this, we are so small and insignificant.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. I don't know. It boggles my brain. This crazy.
I want to know if Erica has thoughts about this. Like, what is spirits think, right? You know?
Yeah.
Because when we get reincarnated, do we come back? It's not always, like, I think us as humans on Earth think, oh, we must always come back to Earth because that's what we think of as life. But, like, maybe there is a whole system out there. Like, do we go back? Can we show up, you know, on this place 13, this thing of light that maybe has spirits there or whatever, you know, life there 13 million years ago, billion years ago? You know
and
what I'm saying?
Just a billion anything is like, I can't wrap my brain.
Right. And then this is more than a billion.
I actually messaged Erica yesterday.
Okay. And
I said, I just sent her a DM and I was like, it's about time we have you on the pod. And I've been thinking about her because my family is convinced that the spirit of my grandma's in Ellie. And I'm kind of convinced the spirit of my dead dog's in Ellie for whatever reason. So I kind of want to sort that out.
Why
and then,
do they think this?
Because she was born around my grandma's birthday and my grandma's name is her middle name. And it's a vibe. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I get this feeling that my dead dog's spirit is in Ellie. I can't explain it. Yeah. So I think we should have Erica on to sort this out to solve some mysteries.
So you wrote her. We haven't heard back yet.
She wrote back. She said, yes, I think it is time I'm back. So I think we got to coordinate that.
Oh my God.
I think we got to coordinate that. All right.
She just feels good. Okay. Wow. So that's wild.
Hot topics. Another hot topic. Our friend Lizzo is out with a new album. Just released.
About damn time.
Yeah. Lizzo, I listened to the whole album today for this podcast.
Is it out? Like, oh, today. So that's why you sent me that. It's from today?
Yes. Dropped midnight or something.
Okay. Okay. I'm in.
Review right of this. We're big Lizzo fans here.
We are.
You and I both.
We are.
I saw Lizzo open up for Haim here in Portland years ago. And I was with some friends. And she opened the stage and we thought, who's she? She was like, it was special.
Yes.
Who is she? Yeah, she's memorable.
And she owned her shit back then.
Oh, yeah. The thing about this album is like every single song is going to be a radio hit.
Really?
Every single one. It is very radio friendly.
That's my kind of album. I know that's not your kind of album, but that's my kind of album.
I thought of you a lot while I was listening to this album. Yeah. And I thought,
highly playable.
Ashley is going to be very happy with this album.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I got an eyelash in my eye.
Your eyelash literally
is in my eye.
A fake eyelash or a real eyelash?
Oh, it's a fake one. I don't have real eyelashes.
Actually has. What's that movie? It's like The Witches. Have you seen that movie?
It's called The Witches?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there's this scene where they look like normal, beautiful humans, and then they take their faces off and they're like bald. When you're like, I don't have real eyelashes. No. I was like, what if you had nothing? No real anything.
I was
not
just
a
thinking,
real face. What if at the end of the night you just like from your neck up just pulled off your whole head? Be crazy.
That actually would be so much easier than the skincare routine I have going.
I was thinking that with lashes, like everything.
Yeah. Just take my fucking head off. And then, but also if this was a mask, why do I have pores? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to invest in a better quality mask next time.
Yep.
Hot topics.
The Emmy nominations are out.
And?
Well, I'll tell you them.
Okay. Hit me.
Drama series. You ready for these?
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses?
No. I don't watch any shows ever.
Better Call Saul.
Okay, that makes sense.
Euphoria.
Nope. Okay.
That's Zendaya's in that one.
Isn't Ozark. There a druggy one? Oh, yeah, Ozark. Okay.
Severance.
Mm-hmm.
I recommended this one. Squid Game.
Severance?
Yeah.
Squid Game.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Succession?
No.
Yellow Jackets.
Okay, listen to this. So today I'm out to lunch with a couple of my friends, Darren and Danielle. I said, what shows are you watching lately? And they said, da 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 da. And I said, okay, let me add it to the list. They raved and raved and raved about the Path on Hulu.
Never heard of
it. They said, put it on your list. So Colleen, put it on your list. The Path on Hulu. I said, oh, I'll add it to my list. And I said, look at all this. I got like 25 shows. I said, this is my list of things I have to watch. And they said, let me see it. And I showed him. I said, these are all Colleen's recommendations. He said, okay, some, oh, Yellow Jackets. Yes. And then they said, what was the other one they said? Dope Sick. Yes. And then Darren said, Fantastic Fungi or whatever. He said, yeah, that's good. So anyway, when you just said Yellow Jackets, it reminded me that they doubled down. They said, star that one, move it to the top of your list. But isn't Yellow that Jackets the one that I said
trippy.
I didn't like? Wasn't that the soccer team that crashed?
It's trippy. It's trippy. Yeah, it's weird.
John turned it on. I thought it was cheesy and I didn't like it. I'm just remembering that now. I wish I would have said something to them at lunch, but.
It's weird. It's a weird one. It's hard to say who's going to take that for the win. I mean, Severance, I think, was like real fresh TV this year. Squid Game, obviously, as well. Succession is like the incumbent.
Succession is too smart. Very hard to beat. I need to watch. Succession is one of those you have to watch a couple times.
I don't see Ozark taking it. I don't see Yellow Jackets taking it. I don't watch Euphoria. Better Call Saul is in its the final season. Druggy. It's the series finale. So that could take it. Okay, comedy.
Do they rate it that way?
I don't know. It's just like really good episodes. It's like really big. Oh, every episode's really a big episode.
All they give all
they got. Yeah. Like major things are happening every single time. So it's like really good, you know? Comedy series. Abbott Elementary. Never seen it. Barry. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Classic. Hacks. Chris really likes that show. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. A lot of people really like that.
Every freaking year.
Every year. Only Murders in the Building. That's the one with Selena Gomez I was talking about.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso. Hard to beat.
Okay.
He might win. What We Do in the Shadows. I could see Ted Lasso or Hacks taking that this year.
I never heard of Hacks.
Or Only Murders in the Building. Yeah. Okay. Limited series. Dope Sick. The Dropout.
I gotta watch that, sounds like.
Yeah, Dope Sick is good. The Dropout. This is the one that has – it's about that Elizabeth something who created like a bogus company doing bogus science things. And she just like went to jail.
Yes. Yes. Right. Pharmaceutical stuff, I think, right? Blood she was like claiming stuff. Like cures of or something, right?
It's like a major fake company that she made.
Yeah.
Major claims that were not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating. Inventing Anna, never seen it. Pam and Tommy. No.
You didn't do Inventing Anna?
No.
Ruth from Ozark?
No, I started watching it and I didn't stick with it.
And you couldn't get, couldn't get into it. Yeah, okay.
Pam and Tommy.
Not good. That show's not good.
My favorite, and I hope it takes it all, The White Lotus.
You know what?
Freaking favorite.
I hope White Lotus takes it too for your sake.
Thank you.
Because you nice put you a lot, say. You really put a lot
That's
into
really
that.
That's really nice of you to
and
say.
And also, it makes me not believe this, I don't know if it's called the Academy or the board or whoever is making these recommendations, because Pam and Tommy is terrible.
yeah.
Did you ever try to watch it? John and I watched like two episodes and I was like, I can't do this. It is stupid. Terrible acting.
Our friend Lindsay watched it and she was like, it's really like steamy.
I never got to the steamy part. There was no sex. It was terrible acting. I couldn't do it.
The lead actors, actresses for all of these are all those people who star in all those things.
Great.
Yeah.
We're at call. We got to start rapping.
Okay. Well, then take us in.
Take us in. You know what? We got to wrap. What? We got to wrap our feet. In some comfy, cozy, stylish footwear. Have you ever seen someone wearing a colorful pair of flats and thought, dang, those are cute? Well, they're probably Rothy's. They are the perfect shoes for commuting or traveling or just walking around town, grocery stores. I've worn them to, you know, farms with the kid. Like, I wear them while I travel in the airports. I wear them to the Halloween farm. I wear them anywhere I can because they're comfortable. And they're cute. They're known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They've got tons of iconic head-turning designs in bright but sophisticated colors. Plus, they work great with every outfit, so you can dress them up, dress them down, yoga pants or night on the town, whatever you want, right? On top of that, they are crazy comfortable, kind of like a slipper almost. You know, they just hug your little tootsies. Soon as you take that first step, you're like, ah. That's more like it. This feels good. I could walk like this for days. So you can. I think they've given us two pairs, and I've bought an additional two or three from them. They've also got bags. They've got men's footwear, because I also like that they're recyclable. They're machine washable. They're super durable. So they last forever, but they really are like cozy and comfortable and cute. It's speaking of, we've been doing a lot of this over on Patreon, the triple threat. Rothy's. Rothy's is a triple 100%. Threat. They've got style, comfort, washability.
When I'm nursing Ellie, I have a lot of time on my hands, you know, so I've been watching master classes, and I was watching this master class with Tan France about finding your style and stuff. And still watching it. Anyway, he's talking about right now about a capsule closet, building capsule closet with pieces that can go with lots of different things. And literally the first thing I thought of yesterday was my Rothy's, because you can dress them up, dress them down. I have the Point in black, which is like the best shoe, because it goes with literally everything and it's so comfortable and beautiful. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/sip. That's rothys.com/sip for $20 off your first order.
So, my rant, I've got a couple. I'm just going to, like, at this point, I think what I'm going to start doing is sometimes I have to, like, okay, what's my rant for the week? What's my rave for the week? Because I haven't made notes. And then I just, like, bring, right? What I'm going to start doing is just some weeks I have more than others. So today I've got two raves and I've got four rants. I'm
gonna
rip through them.
Wow.
Okay. My first rant is ketchup packets. You know, when you go so we just went to this place yesterday. And they got the burgers. They're delicious. Burgers and fries. And then we say, oh, do you have ketchup? And they say, there's packets right over here. Disgusting. You got it. We were talking about it. The packets feel like kind of oily. There's basically a teaspoonful of ketchup inside every pouch anyway. Yep. Maybe a tablespoon, but it's not that much. You got to squeeze it out. Gets on your hands. It's a whole mess. It feels very wasteful. Why are the ketchup packets the size that they are?
Yeah.
Why isn't it like a quarter cup? Who's using a teaspoon of ketchup?
Yeah. The worst is when you're in the car. And it's like, if you're the driver and you're by yourself, forget about it. You can't take
it. Forget about it.
Or you're like, just, okay, I know it's going to go everywhere. I know it's going to go. I know as soon as it.
Yeah. Pop all over your hands. But then I don't want to lick my hands anymore. You know, I would rather forego the ketchup than use a ketchup packet.
I wouldn't say that I'm like the neatest person in the world, but there's something too for me when I'm eating that I like things to be sort of orderly and neat.
Yeah.
And when I go to, my issue is when I go to squeeze the ketchup out, if it's too little of a tear, then it's like,
oh, it's, yeah. And if it's,
you know, it's got to be just the right amount. Otherwise, it's just, it's
you got to get exact. And if you cut it accidentally down, sort of down the middle ish, it's not like you don't cut the corner off.
Yeah.
You get it on the, and it's like this whole, and it's all over everything. Yeah. Actually, anything, not just ketchup packets. Sometimes people send you samples of things and it's like one of those squeeze pouches. Squeeze pouches in general can suck it.
I also don't like going places where they have the communal ketchup thing where it's the pump one with the little tiny,
and they're the also, they feel like they've got a film on the plastic.
Yeah.
That like, like those, specifically the ones that are like the red and the yellow. Generic ketchup and mustard bottles. Sometimes they've got those looking things in the big ballparks and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yuck. These two are linked. I'm going to save my fourth rant for another time because we could go into a deep dive on that. These two are linked. These are more bathroom rants.
Okay.
When the toilet doesn't flush and you have, I'm at this hotel. Uh-huh. My toilet, you got to hold the flush handle to flush, right? So it's like you flush it. No, we're not just kidding. It's like, psych. It just circles around the bowl.
Yep.
So then you're like, oh, I got to hold this down. And I started my period. So it's a whole situation in there. I don't want to be seeing that.
This has got to go down.
It's got to go down.
Yeah.
I'm holding. Okay, finally. Thank you.
Well, and when it doesn't go down the first time, you're kind of holding your breath. Like, if I flush it again right now,
will I flood the place?
Am I going to flood this place?
I'm going to overflow.
With blood.
I'm going to clog it. It's going to be a murder scene. It's a murder scene.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
The other thing, Shannon, right next door, her sink doesn't drain. So I wash my hands in there. Frickin' just, it doesn't drain.
Has she called?
No, I don't think she's called. But I thought, this is bullshit. We're at a hotel, but this happens at our houses sometimes. You know, John does Drano. We got to get a plumber out because he has Drano in our shower all the time. It's just, you stand there in standing water, especially, so we have a big, that's a nice shower. But, you know, there's been so many times where you stand in a tub, the tub doesn't drain.
Yeah.
And so your ankles are just getting soaked in your filth. Oh. And it doesn't drain. So you get out of the, then you turn the water off. You're still just standing in like 2 to 3 inches of water waiting for it to drain. And you're like, do I need to wash my ankles separately? What's happening here? What kind of filth is on these? It's disgusting. Yes. So the drains that don't drain and the toilets that don't flush, neither of them I'm okay with. I'm pissed. Those are my three rants for today.
I got a rant and rave combo.
Wow.
So I got you for
you're concise and I'm extra.
Seven. Yeah. I have one.
Okay, great. Okay.
But this is good. This is a nice little sandwich.
It's a nice little.
And mine's a story. So sleep in our house right now is precious. Mm-hmm. Sleep to me is precious because I'm only getting, for those of you who are new, I'm 6 weeks postpartum. So I have not rested a full night's sleep in 6 weeks. And it's like, yay, I got 3 hours and then a 2 hour and then a nap. That's like a great day, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's weird. It's not terrible. It's actually pretty good. It's like weird. And things get weird. So put the kids down. You know that moment. You know that feeling. It's like, oh my God, the kids are down.
Feels so nice.
You have hit the max level of exhaustion that you're going to have for the day at that point. Because it's like, okay, I've gone all day on nap fumes. And then it's like the finale is trying to get both down, you know?
And that's a whole other – your energy's already sort of depleting. And then you got to really channel it from the depths.
Pajamas, teeth brushing, bath time, the whole thing. And then it's the baby's fussy. Let's walk up and down the hallway 100 times. And then it's like the moment they're both down. Yeah. And so the other night, that was that moment. And I told Chris, I was like, I just need to shower. Yeah. He said, okay. I was like, because you know how you like check in unnecessarily with your spouse all the time? They're like,
yeah.
Okay, go shower. Yeah. You don't need to like
just
tell me.
Sure. Hey.
And I'm just like, well, I'm just like, whatever. I'm just communicating. Like, I just need a shower. He said, okay. And we were both laying in our bed upstairs because we had just got, like, we were just like in our room, kind of like passed out.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, when I get out of the shower, I'd like to watch TV with you.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Great. And I was like, I just am getting this because he was really relaxed. I'm getting this feeling that you're going to fall asleep while I'm showering. And for whatever reason, that I wasn't going to have that. Mm-mm. Right. Because, like,
I'm getting the feeling.
I just got this feeling where I was like, I don't think I can handle you getting extra sleep right now. I don't know why. It's not that I didn't want him to have sleep, but it's like,
but you
I didn't
want to
be alone awake. Oh, I wanted him to be with me. I wanted the companionship. I wanted companionship because I knew I had to stay awake to pump.
Right.
That dream feed. But anyway, I knew I was going to be awake and I wanted companionship. Mm-hmm. And he was really relaxed. And I love that for him. But I was like, I need you to not be relaxed. Yeah. I need you to be in this with me tonight. And he's always in this with me. But he's like, okay, I won't fall asleep. And I was like, I don't believe you. You know?
You're looking too comfy, bro.
And I like slap him a little bit. Like, look alive.
Look alive.
I was like, okay, I'm going to go shower now. He said, okay. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I go and I shower. And I am a long shower these days.
Yeah. Take what you can, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then afterwards, I take forever because I've got a whole thing that I'm doing with my face and my body and the whole thing, right?
That's what I'm saying. You just peel off your face. It'd be a lot easier.
So much easier. Yeah. So we have a bathroom that's like connected to our bedroom, right? So
it's called an ensuite.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have an ensuite. Ensuite?
En suite.
Got one of those. So so I'm all done. I'm in my pajamas. I'm fresh. And I open up the door. The bedroom is dark. And Ellie's in there, you know, so it's dark.
Oh.
But then I hear it.
Mm-mm. No.
I hear the sound of snoring. And I see in the bed a lump. Just an outline of a lump of a body and snoring. and I go from 0 to 60, I am so pissed. I'm so pissed.
You've been gone for 60 minutes and he's like, he finally has fallen asleep.
Relax.
Minute 59. Like, hey,
like, I'm like, I knew it. I knew it. So I rush over to the bed and I rip off the covers, right? I'm going to wake him up. I rip off the covers and what do I see? A Bluetooth speaker.
Oh my God.
Saw a Bluetooth speaker sawn logs. And I see Chris in the hallway just waiting. And he comes giggling out laughing. And I should be laughing like how you're laughing.
Oh, yeah. I die. I'm dying.
It's like, you little. You mother.
Trucker.
Yes. Couldn't believe it. So my rant and rave is that he got me. But I don't like to be got. You know, yeah. I don't like that. And I'm tired. That
is, the thing is I can just picture Chris's brain.
Mm.
And he's sitting there and he thinks, okay, this, what if, mm-hmm. I'm not going to fall asleep. I don't think I need to fall asleep, but I want to see what would happen if I did. Yeah. I know. I'm going to get the Bluetooth. I'm going to Google a snorer on YouTube.
Yes.
I'm going to link the Bluetooth to the speaker. I'm going to put this in. I got to set up the pillows just right. She's going to be in there for an hour. I've got some time to do this.
Yes.
He knows you're gone for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Got some time. Right. So the reason I'm laughing so hard, it's not only is it funny, but also because I'm just picturing Chris's wheels turning this whole time. And he knew what he was doing. He's so good like that.
He was so proud of himself.
And the amount of work it took, worth it mm-hmm. for him, right? Like, that's a mm-hmm. good prank. I'm proud of you, Christopher Lude.
Oh, yeah. And his mind is working great these days.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah. Oh, must be nice to be the dad. You know that meme that's like, the next time we have a kid, I want to come back as the dad. Because like, the dads do a lot, but like, at this stage in the game, they're not doing what the mom is doing.
You know when you're so tired that your brain's just not quite, it's almost working, but not quite working?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
This morning I'm making breakfast and I'm a zombie and I'm pouring coffee and I look at Chris and he's already been in the shower. He looks good. He looks really good.
Yeah.
And he's already been on his walk and he's like ready to start his day. And
fresh,
he's like happy. He's happy.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. And I look at him and I say, well, you're said, you're as spry as a spring kitten.
What?
It felt right. You know, it felt right, but then it also felt a little wrong.
Yeah.
And he said, a spring chicken? And
I said, that's what it is.
That's
spring
that.
Kitten. Oh, that's what it is. But your brain's not fully cooking. That's like, no. I can't remember. I died the story when, I don't remember what exactly happened, but you're changing men's diaper. You're doing some. He throws his binky under the dresser and you come downstairs and you tell, do you remember this? You tell Chris like, hey, his binky's under the dresser. Just like, and he's like, huh? The little head tilt and like the question mark. Hmm? Is that what you meant to say? I don't think I landed the bird on that. But when I remember when you told that story, I died laughing because it was like, huh? Anyway.
I've been like talking a lot to talk lately. Especially with Chris.
Oh.
Like, fill in air.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stop talking.
You're a feeding. You're, because, yeah, you don't want to be a milking situation.
And only. Then I hear myself just filling air, and I'm like, God, I'm bored listening to myself. How's Chris doing?
How is Chris doing?
I can't hear it anymore. Like, somebody make her stop, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Somebody make her stop. All right, my rave. I got two. One very simple one that I feel like is broken. I got to figure out what's going on because I wanted to rave about it and it's hosing me up. Yeah, I can't swipe up. But do you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, it's been on the charger for like 5 months.
Oh, I wear mine every single day.
Yeah.
So what I love about it, I lose my phone all the time. And normally, I don't know what's going on. I got to Google it. But normally you can just do a little swipe up and there's a little bell symbol with some parentheses around it. And what it means is it dings your iPhone.
Okay.
So I don't ever, I've got my watch attached to my arm, so I never lose my watch, right? It goes from my wrist to my charger back to my wrist. So I always know where my watch is. And I can't tell you, this might be so stupid because maybe everyone already knows about this, but I did not know. And someone told me recently about this feature. You do a swipe up, you hit the bell, and your little phone goes ding, ding, ding. So I can find, I use it minimum once a day.
Wow.
Because I just, I take my phone with me wherever I go and then I set it places and I don't know where I left it.
Yes.
And so then there have been so many times where we're like trying to leave the house and like, I had to find my phone. And usually it's like, John, will you call my phone? Yeah. Right. It's like, I need someone to call. Not no mo. Not no mo. Now I just hit this bell and ding, 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 find my phone. So that's
strapped
my first one.
To you.
Oh, strapped to me. It's easy peasy. Yeah. Second one. So if anyone doesn't know about that, know about it now.
Now you know.
Second one is airport bars. So I'm flying out. I'm flying out. And like an airport bar is fun, right? It's like, it's a good time. It's your like vacation begins. So I'm flying out. I get to the airport. I go, it's super crowded. They squeeze me in. I'm barely able to exhale because it's so tight at the bar. But everyone's just chatty. It's just social. All right, hey, where you at? What's going on? You know, it's like,
oh yeah.
And I remember seeing a meme a while ago about like how the airport is a lawless place. 7 a.m., vodka on the rocks. You know, it's like, I get to do whatever the hell I want.
It's so true.
It's so true. It's a lawless. There's no laws in the airport.
Anything goes.
Damn it, anything goes. So you go to the bar. I'm sitting in this girl. I sit right next to this girl. And she says to me, your hair's so pretty. And I say, thank you. And then we start talking about where we're headed. And this guy on the other side of her chips in. He starts laughing. Ha, ha, ha. She tells me about this new, because she said, she's going to San Diego. And I said, I'm going there in a month. She said, you've got to go to this beach. It was a nude beach. Guy on the other side of her, he starts laughing. He says, you got to go to that beach. That beach is good. And I said, well, do you take a 2- and a 4-year-old there? Because that's where I'm going. In San Diego. And they said, no. It's not that kind of beach. It's a new beach. But I just, and then the other guy on this side is talking to me about how he lost his fishing pole and he's all pissed. He left that in the airport at the last airport he was at on his layover. And I just thought, this is great. Normally, I never want to talk to strangers. And if I'm ever on an airplane and someone talks to me, shut the fuck up. I'm going to start packing duct tape just in case. You know, I don't want to talk to you. But an airport bar?
Yeah.
Tell me.
You know what?
Let's connect.
That's where I should go. That's where I should head for the afternoon.
That's where you need to go. You got shit to say? PDX, baby. Settle up. That's exactly where you need to be. All right. Well, this was a real one. They always are.
You can sip with
They're
us.
They're never
always
not real.
Tap the 5-star, leave a review.
Want you to do
tell
those
a friend
things.
And we will
see you. Finally, here she
Annie.
Is.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Everything's fine. You're
holy
in the
shit. I didn't see my phone, and then I just saw that text. I'm like, oh my god, what is going on?
I need to tell you from a legal perspective, you're being recorded.
Oh god,
okay. You are live on the You Can Sip With Us podcast.
Jesus.
Just, oh, shit. Okay. Hold on. I got shit. Well, I got to record on the.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I've seen like sirens on my phone. I'm like, what is happening? I'm
very sorry about that.
Ashley.
Hi. She can't hear me. She can't hear me.
She's saying hi. She's saying hi. You're live. You're being recorded. Everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. No pressure because it just was released a matter of hours ago. But have you listened to Patreon today?
No.
No. Okay. So I talk about you and I talk about when we ordered crumble cookies the other day.
Is this a rant?
Well, it's an unsolved mystery. I was telling everyone how we ordered them. You double checked that they were in fact ordered. Crumble said that they had arrived. They didn't show up. And when Chris and I left, Mark was casing the neighborhood.
And then I was telling
Ashley, as a matter of fact, I haven't gotten an update from Annie. And as a matter of fact, I haven't talked to her in a couple days. And there's a couple of text messages that have gone on unanswered. So I decided,
as a matter of fact, I'm terrified for her life.
So I was freaked out. So I thought, I've got to go to drastic measures here.
Well, that was drastic. I want everyone to see a screenshot of my phone.
Dear God. I tell her.
Died. I was like, tell, what's happening?
Let the record state. So, I didn't recommend it.
Ashley said she wants to tell on the record that she did not recommend it, but I had a beer.
I had a beer.
I was a half a beer deep.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
I'm really happy.
So
milk production, I think, too. So that's good. So what ended up happening was he called back to Crumble. He was very angry. Mm. He called back They said, well, unfortunately we do it through a third party, like DoorDash. And they said, sorry, my kid's screaming in the background. And they said, it probably was delivered to the wrong address and there's nothing we can do. So we can refund you.
Okay.
So they refunded us for the cookies, but I of course did a tip because I want my cookies to be delivered, but not the tip. So the driver still got the tip, even though they either delivered them or didn't deliver them or whatever.
Then
an hour later, Mark went and picked up Crumble for himself because he still wanted it so bad. That's what happened. We never found him.
Wow.
Talk about.
Ashley said, and the driver got just the tip. Wow.
Exactly.
Normally that's a home run.
Lucky driver.
And there were some flavors that were looking really good. Was there any flavor worth all the effort?
Yes. It was a s'more flavor. Chocolate brownie. No, it was a chocolate brownie s'more. So it was like a chocolate brownie with a melted marshmallow.
Wow. All right. I'm happy to report. I'm happy that you guys got the cookies. I'm sad that you lost money on the tip, but I'm
very honored.
I'm really glad that you called back because, as you'll hear on Tuesday, our friendship was at risk. If you hadn't have called back, I would have never talked to you again.
Well, I was out getting a pedicure with my mom. I really apologize.
Oh, urgent.
Yeah. Ashley says, urgent. All right. Well, we love you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
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 Wow, in the nick of time.
In the nick of time. Thank God, because you almost didn't have a friendship.
Okay, you got to go. I got to go. I love you.
Shan's here.
Okay. Hi, Shan. Hi. Listen to the song. Report back.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.